Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Brutal Telling by Louise Penny, published by Sphere Books in 2009. Today is all about greed, small towns, and murder. Three Pines is a small town in the forests of Quebec. Olivier and Gabri run a bistro and B&B in the small town, but one morning they wake up to find a dead body lying on the restaurant floor, a person no one recognises. The famous detective, Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, heads to Three Pines to solve the murder and uncover the identity of the victim. Gamache is familiar with Three Pines and knows many of the townspeople and suspects. No one seems to know who the victim is and why he was found lying in the restaurant, and Gamache begins interviewing the close-knit community one by one. Fingers are being pointed at a couple who recently moved into the ramshackle grand house on the hill, renovating it to create a spa and B&B, and quickly alienating themselves from the rest of the village. When the police find the dead man's hut buried in the forest, still without clues to his name, they find Olivier's fingerprints in the hut, along with priceless antiques, first editions of Jane Eyre and Charlotte's Web, a group of strange wooden carvings, and the word woo on a wooden block and woven into a spider's web. The crime leads Gamache to the art and antique world, into the expat Czech community, and then to the Queen Charlotte Islands, but still with no weapon, no suspect, and no clues to the victim's identity. The Brutal Telling could be described as a cosy mystery. There's very little in the way of actual violence in the book, despite being centred around a dead body and a murder. And yet, unlike many other cosy mysteries, The Brutal Telling is still dark and mysterious, without the humour of many other books in the genre. Inspector Gamache is careful and considerate around the people he could almost call friends, but he's driven by an intuition which makes him follow unusual paths, while leaving his team to do the more usual police work. All the characters in The Brutal Telling are ambiguous and ego-driven, and my sympathies were oscillating between blame and sympathy. The book is intricate and layered, the murder, the setting, the characters, the history all woven together expertly. And yet the prose is very simple and straightforward, and the author really knows how to describe food. The meals throughout this book are an absolute highlight. Don't read while hungry. The setting of the forests in the French-speaking region of Quebec was interesting and exotic to me. This is a part of the world I have very little exposure to. The book also delves into some Canadian history, which is another gap in my knowledge. This is book number 5 in the Inspector Gamache series, but I jumped in halfway through without much impact. But let me tell you, this will not be the last Inspector Gamache book that I read. So if you like moral ambiguity, antiques, lies, greed, and great descriptions of food, I highly recommend The Brutal Telling by Louise Penny. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.